This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
Who is she? I want to meet her.
Who?
The announcer.
It's Tori.
Oh.
It's that girl that was sitting right there.
I know who Tori is.
All right. Isn't it? Isn't it, Tori?
It's really good.
Yeah. She was just here. We should make her do it. All right. Welcome, everyone, into the Prattcast. I'm Wells Adams. I'm alongside Steph Pratt, who is here. And I just want to say, alive and well.
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Let's just go over it. Because last episode...
Yeah, I heard last episode.
Yeah.
It was a lot of Steph bashing.
That's because you left your phone at the Beverly Hills Hotel, right?
Okay, let me just give you a quick rundown.
Give me the rundown.
No, it was not the hotel, it was the country club.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
So, first of all, I was on my first holiday that I've had in years. I solo trip to Hawaii. I used to live there, so I've got friends there. Rented a house. Like, amazing.
Thanks for the invite.
I could have stayed. I know, it fit up to 10 people.
Oh, okay.
4 beds for one person.
I'm not even top 10 friends with you?
Oh, no one got invited.
Oh, okay,
this was a solo weird trip. Yeah, it was like a real vacation.
Okay.
I hadn't had one. So I could have come back later in the week, but I came home early for this date.
Yeah.
So already, that's like saying something.
It is.
Okay, so I took the red eye. I landed at probably like 6 a.m. I don't even know. Fell asleep, woke up, and then I looked at my phone as I had my shower starting, and it said 1:22. And I was like, that's crazy. It's not 1:22. I wonder like how my phone, like what time zone it's on. So evidently, daylight savings had kicked in. Okay, so how would I even know that? Hawaii does not have daylight savings.
Yeah, okay. But your phone changes automatically.
I thought it was like in another time zone. I thought it was like in Peru or something.
thought your phone was messing up.
Yeah. So I even called my buddy Michael in Hawaii and I was like, did the time never change? And he was like, Hawaii doesn't have time change. So that's how I know that. I haven't Googled it either.
Yeah.
But, you know, Michael says it. And so I'm like, oh my God, this is so bad. Hurry shower, like do the best I can with what I look like.
Yeah.
I don't have a car because when I left for the airport, I left the car at my parents' house.
Okay.
So I Uber to go see Derek.
Yeah.
And I'm there a little late.
A little late?
Also, one more thing. The other argument that I'm going to just defend.
Yeah.
You guys were like, it's been a week. Like, how did you not know a whole week's gone by?
Yeah.
Because I'm Amish.
Which we found out by talking to Derek.
Right? But I've been telling you that all along. I never look at my phone. I also wasn't speaking to anyone. I had it on airplane mode the entire trip. I didn't talk to my parents, like no one. So no one's going to text me and be like, hey, the time changed in LA. What are you up to?
Yeah.
You know, it's like weird.
So you show up to the date with Derek like an hour and a half late.
Very apologetic.
Yeah, that's fine. But hold on. I want to talk about last episode because you were supposed to be here and we couldn't find you.
Yeah.
And we called your phone and like the concierge at the Beverly Hills Country Club was like, yeah, I don't know. We found this phone. People were legit tweeting to us being like, wait, is Steph alive or not? What happened?
Dude, I was scared.
Yeah, I bet.
No, there's... Okay, you are so helpless. If you I'm Amish. Okay, I swear I'm gonna stop saying it. But I don't have Wi-Fi at my place here.
Okay,
like, no internet. I don't have any of that.
You need to get that.
I live in London, so like, do I?
You live here though.
Okay, I'll get it. So I didn't have internet.
Yeah.
I couldn't, you know, go on my computer to call an Uber to get to work. I knew I had to be at work.
Yeah.
And obviously didn't have a phone, didn't have a car to just get in the car. And yes, I do know how to get here without Waze. I use Waze as a safety crutch, but I could drive here without Waze. And so literally no car, no phone, no Wi-Fi. I was just like sitting on my sofa, just like, this is wild. I wonder what they're talking about. Like, I hope they are talking and not still waiting for me. Well, so it was very scary. And I also had no idea where it was. So I was like texting the butler being like, do you see it at Kathy's house anywhere?
Wait, how are you texting a butler?
Oh, so this is what I figured out to do that night. The next day. Wait, no, Monday night.
Okay.
I got my British phone.
Yeah, okay.
A UK phone. And I turned on data roaming.
Ah.
Yeah. So I was able to text the butler and Nikki being like, do you guys know where my phone is? I haven't lost a cell phone in 20 years. Actually, I don't even know if I've ever lost one. So I was drunk.
Okay. That's what I was going to be like. Just admit it.
Oh, my God.
What happened was is you got drunk at a party.
I've never been so drunk. Oh, my God. No, it was literally with Derek. I barely remember getting dressed and arriving.
But hold on. You didn't lose your phone with Derek. You lost your phone.
But that's when I got drunk.
Yeah. Okay. You also, I feel like you also were drunk at the Hilton party.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even need to continue drinking. I wish I had known when I sat down that I was already wasted. And also, it wasn't a party. It was a small family dinner.
Yeah.
And I came in hot.
Yeah, you did. Which, by the way, we're going to talk about it, but I was a little sad that you didn't invite Derek to the small family Hilton dinner.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that would have been weird. So we looked it up and we found 10 simple hacks that will keep you from losing your phone.
Oh, my God.
And I thought we should read them out too.
Okay.
To you and everyone else. This isn't.
It's for them, not me.
It's for you mainly, but also for everyone else. Number one, use time silent mode so that later, even if you forgot, your phone turns on the ringer automatically.
No idea what that even meant.
I didn't know that existed either. I think this is kind of cool. You can turn a time silent mode on. So even like you said you want it on airplane mode or whatever,
uh-huh.
You can have it be on silent. And then after like 5 hours, it turns on the ringer so you can call it and find it if you lose it. It's kind of interesting. Number two, invest in a docking stand and always place your phone in it when you're not using it. Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Number three, it's not. Number three, before you get sloshed at a party, hand your beloved gadget to a friend who plans on staying sober through the night.
I don't have any of those friends.
Everyone needs a DD for their phone nowadays. Number four, invest in a handset insurance solution that can offer protection from damage, theft, and malware. I don't know if that's really necessary, but it's a thing. Okay, I like this one. Number five, put your name and emergency contact number on your phone's lock screen or wallpaper.
I was thinking of that. Actually, I was thinking of making a label. Lol.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's going to be way cooler than a label on the back of my phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like. My dad has that, actually.
Right now.
Yeah, you should. Okay. It's a good idea. Number six, never put your phone in your back pocket. Never. Which I do that all the time. I don't really understand, but I guess it can slip out. Number seven, get a top-of-the-line armored case for your phone so that it becomes impossible for someone to nick it from your pocket stealthily.
My phone won't fit in the pocket.
My phone fell out the back pocket right into a porta potty.
Really? Did you go swimming after it?
I had to.
Yeah, you got to.
I had to.
Dude, I have a funny story about that too.
Tell it. I had to reach into the...
Yeah.
Thank God it was one of those fancier porta potties, not like a yucky, super yucky one at Coachella or something, but...
Yeah.
Hand went right in.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, man, it's a deep dive in there.
Yeah, maybe 87 wipes. Maybe 87
Yeah, yeah,
wipes.
Yeah. I did the same thing. I was at the bar in Nashville, and I had bubble guts that day. Let's just be fair. Like, some things happened.
You had what?
Bubble guts.
What's that? Farts?
I just, bad things were happening in the old gut region. And, oh, man, dude. So I was at the bar. I ran across the street to the gas station. And you know how, like, there's a tank above the toilet? I took my jacket off and put it on the tank behind the toilet. And I had my phone, like, in the pocket. And I had diarrhea. Let's just say it. Let's just say what it is.
Ew, you freak.
I know, I had diarrhea.
No one else here poops.
I know.
Ew, well.
So then they had there was no toilet paper. I know what to do.
Your socks.
No, so I had to get like the paper towel from like the wash your hands.
Oh, okay.
So I got
better
up,
than socks.
And so yeah, so I got up to do that. I had to crab walk, you know, over to it and get it. And then I was trying to clean things up and I still hadn't flushed at this point. No. I tried to flush, but because it was the paper towels. It got clogged. So it was just diarrhea and paper towels. And at that point, I was like, well, I got to flee the scene immediately.
Yeah.
So I grabbed my jacket and tried to put it on like real quick, you know, like, let's go. And my phone flies up and then boom, right in the dirty diarrhea water.
No.
And I was like, I don't know what to do. Actually, I knew what I had to do.
No, you did not.
Went in after it, baby.
No.
Yep.
Oh, I'd leave it.
And I told my brother that story once, and he was like, I've used your phone so many times. All right, onward.
That's funny.
Number eight, invest in a good power bank so you don't have to leave your phone unattended while it's charging.
Speaking of pink eye.
Yeah. Oh, so you've got a Mophie.
Always.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a smart one because a lot of people like plug their phone into like a bar or something. And they walk out like at the bar and then they'll walk out.
I always have a battery pack and it's the size of a candy bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Always have it.
That's a good one.
Because I don't trust iPhones. I feel like when they want you to upgrade,
yeah,
they start like decreasing your like power and...
Yeah, they send like some sort of like virus in.
Right?
And, yeah,
all
for
of a sudden
sure.
Like you've got 20 minutes and then you're on red.
Okay, real quick, number nine, create a timely ritual like an alarm, a gaming session or something. This will help you keep checking your phone after every few hours, which you as an Amish person should do. And number 10, turn on the Android device manager or the Find My Phone service on your phone to help you track the device in case you lose it.
That's what I want to do. Everyone's like, did you do Find My Phone? Yeah. I was like, no.
No, we don't.
What is that? My mom is always trying to find my phone, like, so mm-hmm. I was like, let's buddy up on this. And I was like, no, you can't stalk me.
Yeah.
So I always thought it was that.
No. It's so you can find it. Anyways.
Find that too.
Okay. So hold on. Put your phone down. You need to pay attention right now.
Okay. Remind me to do that.
I will.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
Trust me. I promise. This is important to my livelihood as well. Steph, we set you up on a date with my good buddy, Derek. He flew out from New York. You guys, what I assume, had a wonderful time. I want to hear your side of the story, but we have Dr. Goldshear on the phone right now. She was here a couple episodes ago trying to break through and understand what your deal is with your single life. So we're all three going to sit and talk about your date together. Okay.
Okay.
Did
the doctor hear the last podcast of Derek's take on the date?
Did you hear it?
I heard hi guys, good to be here again. It's Dr. Walter. I heard briefly. I heard a summary.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Well, let's just start by hearing your side of the date. Okay. You show up an hour and a half late.
I mean, why are we doing that?
Because it's a part of what happened.
The listeners know.
Yes, I know. So let's just start there. So you get there.
Walk in,
take it from there.
And I see a guy sitting by himself.
Yeah.
I know that's for me.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the booth, sit in, and I'm so curious what Dr. Goldshear has to say about this. Evidently, and like I didn't even realize it. I sat as far away as possible from him.
What do you make of that? What were your feelings kind of going in? Were you nervous? Were you excited?
No, unlike Derek, this was not my first blind date. I love dating. I've gone on dating shows. My parents went on a blind date. I'm all about the blind dates. So it wasn't like, you know, he smelled or I was nervous or, you know, it was nothing like that. That's just where I felt comfortable being that far away. And I was trying to figure out why. And I think maybe it's because I'm used to working. And so I'm always like in an interview seat in a way. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, certainly it feels like a way to, unconsciously ward off connection and intimacy. It doesn't sound like that's always how you move through the world, but maybe there's a part of you that is just slightly defensive in those moments, at first at least.
Or do you think it's like, I love my space?
Do you think it's that you just love your space?
I didn't realize I did it. Until I heard the podcast and he mentioned it. And I was like, whoa, that was a thing?
Well, like, you know, They say that like body language tells a lot. Like if you have your arms crossed, like how you're actually sitting right now, it's like a defense mechanism from like way back in the Neanderthal days that people
got a dating therapist on the line. Of course, my arms are crossed. Yeah.
But like it was a thing that you're covering your your vital organs or you're protecting yourself, and that's something that like shows up now as if these evolved humans. And I wonder if that's kind of the same thing, like sitting far away, you're protecting yourself because there's distance. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with all of them.
Yeah, I mean, and particularly since you aren't aware of it, then we can guess that it really is subconscious, you know? And so even if your mindset going in isn't feeling nervous or cut off or not interested or not open, there's like some part of you, and it's good to notice that there's some part of you that is feeling a bit closed off.
Thank God Derek noticed it, because I didn't.
What were your first impressions of Derek? Because when we showed you a picture on the show, you were like, he's not my type.
He's not my type.
Yeah.
He had gorgeous eyes.
Mm-hmm, okay.
That were, a little foggy from all the alcohol he had to drink while he waited for me. Well, that was the thing. Like, I got to the table and he's got all these glasses there. And I'm not one to drink at lunch.
Yeah.
And I also drink in LA, which is really weird. I mean, I drink when I'm filming for The Hills. And I drink on Halloween if I'm in town for Halloween. But generally, I don't drink here. It was lucky that I had taken an Uber. Since, you know, obviously I wanted to make him feel, you know, comfortable. So I got a drink.
Yeah.
Had a mimosa. Then I had a Bloody Mary. Then I switched to vodka. You guys don't need to know. Okay. And we had like a really good conversation. It was just like back and forth. Like he's really interesting. We were laughing. I could, you know, bust his balls. He could bust mine. It was great. He's a great guy.
Told ya. That's what I said.
Like a great guy.
So when you saw him in person, did you still feel like he wasn't your type?
Yeah. But he's pretty. It's weird.
So like now that you've hung out with him, is he your type? Like I guess I'm confused as to like...
I don't know. I think I need to hang out with him again.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, we were so hyped up on St. Patrick's Day. We both love that holiday.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun holiday.
Oh, and also, so when we were there and like we were getting the checks, they were kicking us out.
Yeah.
I felt so bad about what had happened.
Yeah.
That I was like, why don't we go do an Irish pub crawl?
Yeah.
Like I went to show him a good time since he was like getting on the red eye that night.
Yeah.
So like as if, you know, I haven't lived here in 6 years in June, as if I know where Irish pubs are. So we're like Googling them. We get an Uber, we go to one, and I did not leave my wallet. I don't know why Derek said that. I left my passport.
Okay.
So I had my wallet, and I was paying too, you punk.
Oh.
So I tried to do like the, you know, I'm so sorry, this is so embarrassing. Like, can I show you my age here? And like, you know, very discreetly. And the guy was like, nope, not looking, won't look, nope. And I was like, just look. And he's like, nope, can't see it, won't look. And I was like, ugh. So then I saw this other guy that was working. And it was like packed in there. And I was like, I'm really sorry, but the guy at the door is really mean. Like, I'm 32, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, Steph Pratt, your dad's my dentist.
Yeah.
So we got in that way. But then we walked to another. Oh, and we made friends. That's something I do all the time, is make friends. In fact, I made a friend in Hawaii, and I just invited her out here to stay with me. Don't know her that well. She's staying with me tonight.
Kind of scary. Okay.
Right? I love making friends. I really trust strangers more than people I know.
Yeah, maybe not do that, but okay.
Okay. So okay. Then we go to the pub.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hone in, Steph.
Yeah.
What were the things about him that stood out to you? What were the things about him that were compelling? Because it sounded like when we were all together before, you didn't feel that excited or interested. So what was compelling about him?
He is everything a man in his 30s should be.
Wow. What does that mean?
Take notes, Wells. He is... I mean, he has his own job. He's confident. He has a credit card. He you know, talks about his family. He's into family, talks about his friends, has friends, you know, very career driven, was super honest about the shows that he was on and his past. Just normal, you know, like didn't care about social media. Wasn't like, you know, wearing makeup. I definitely got the straight vibes.
Yeah.
That was great because I don't really get those that often in LA. And yeah, he just like had it all going on for him. Mm-hmm. Good teeth, pretty eyes, great outfit.
So you found your, did he become more, I mean, your quote type, or maybe a better way to say it, did you start to feel attracted to him as you came to know these qualities about him?
Definitely when we were at the pubs, because I saw like such a playful side, but he was touching and grabbing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't like that, or did you like that?
Well, I'm really insecure about my body. So, and this just happened in Hawaii as well with this other guy. Like when they start getting touchy, I like kind of like wiggle and squirm.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very aware of the wiggling and squirming.
Okay.
But we made friends with like this group, and yes, the green lipstick came out, and yeah, I don't know. I've got to see him again, like sober.
Yeah.
We were taking so many shots as well.
Wow.
I don't know what have I was you, thinking. For. Was
have like, you ever dated someone like him before?
No.
I kind of.
Someone put together and perfect? No.
Well, see, this is what I was saying when we had the doc on last time, was that what you think your type is may not really be your type, because that type has always been a failure. Like, it's never worked out, right? And maybe what you need to do is shift that ideology of what your type is to something that would be successful. Like,
but I say I want all those attributes in a man.
Yeah. But the type is much more of like, yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. But you guys did.
Well, I mean, it's important to note, and sort of a healthy thing to note, that it appears that he has a lot of qualities that are healthy and potentially good for you, and you're still open. Because I think we sort of had a hypothesis that maybe you wouldn't be open if that kind of guy came along. Do you know? That's a part of you might be afraid to actually be intimate and vulnerable with someone who's really available.
Well, as long as I know they have their own career and their own independent money, I will be open.
Yeah, that's what I
just can't date surfer bums.
Speaking of intimacy, you guys did make out a couple times.
He wanted to try my green lipstick.
Yeah, uh-huh. Did you want him to try the green lipstick?
Wells.
What?
Yes, we made out.
Okay. How was it?
Like, it felt normal. Not normal. It just like, it was like, duh, obviously we're going to make out. We're having a great time together.
Was it a good kiss is what I'm asking?
Yes.
Okay.
Good enough for a second.
Oh, yeah. Because there were two.
There might have even been more.
Oh, wow.
I, honestly, we had so many shots and his face was like green with lipstick. And he wasn't wearing green, so. He's getting
pinched a lot.
Yeah. By me.
What do you think about, Doc, what do you think about like making out and having intimacy like on a first date, blind date like that?
Yeah, I mean, in the scenario you're describing, it sounds like it was all part of the spirit of the date, you know, and it sounds like it was sort of innocent fun and kind of why not?
Yeah, the guy that I dated for a couple weeks before this,
mm-hmm.
we went on two dates and I never kissed him.
Wow.
Fickle little kisser I am.
Well, I guess it just depends on the guy.
So have you guys been in touch since the date?
Oh, man, I feel so bad. Well, I didn't have my phone the next day. And then he texted me on Tuesday, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, oh, my God, are you in L.A.? Which I was like, oh, my God, he's crazy. If he'd come back to L.A., I was, like, so scared for my life. And he was like, no, I'm here. I just, like, wanted to talk on the phone tonight, which was, like, so cute. But I was going to dinner with my parents because we hadn't spoken in a few weeks. So I was like, actually, got a dinner, a big dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And he was like, be nice to your parents. They made you, which I really love because I am so about rooting for parents, even though like I was in a fight with mine.
Yeah.
But like, I loved that about him. And then he texted me again. He said he stalked my Instagram and sent me a photo of him like on walruses or something.
Okay.
But yeah, but again, like, I already feel like I'm not in prison, but like I've got another job now.
And what is that job? Texting someone?
Back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it really does bring up some of those feelings, a sense of obligation and responsibility.
Well, if you put it that way. Responsibility. It's really hard for me to give people time.
And do you feel that way with guys that end up falling into that, to use your term, kind of bum category?
Well, I think the reason I'm like that now is because I look back and there's so many opportunities that I missed because of a guy that I was dating, or, you know, a job that I didn't take, a dating show I didn't go on, and then, you know, just to be cheated on like 2 weeks later. So there's been so many things that I've missed because I've put someone that I care about before. And it's always been I look back and I regret it completely. So I'm just at this point where I'm like, I'm not going to let any guy really change my path right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mad at myself for giving up so much for all these dumb little
You know, it's definitely a longer conversation, but I think those two things can coexist. You know, the idea that you can hold on to your self, your independence, and growing your career and your internal life and all of that, and still be connected to someone else. You know, I think it sounds like somehow along the way, besides the fact that you ended up with people who didn't have good intentions, that it started to feel like that wasn't possible. And, you know, the idea of a good relationship is that those things coexist really beautifully, you know, and you kind of lift each other up. It's like we have to help you find that paradigm again.
I also am really scared that to get into a relationship now that I've been, you know, thinking so much and talking about it with you guys so much, because I'm scared that's going to change how people look at me or, you know, my role on the hills.
You think that they're going to kick you off the show because you have a boyfriend?
No, but I like being the single girl on the show. I think I don't know. I'm worried that things will change.
Yeah, that's another tricky element, is to have kind of part of your public and professional persona kind of tied
single.
Up in all of that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that it makes
I'm always
sense.
The single girl.
In a sense, there'd be a loss, you know, kind of some grief or a loss associated with really, truly giving up that role. That makes sense to me. It'd be something to think about and work through.
But that's what it totally is. It is a role. And like, you know, it's very deep set in its ways.
Yeah, but that means there's no character arc for your storyline, which makes for non-compelling television. If you're always the same thing, then it's boring.
Are you saying you want me to grow?
I do. And
what?
And also, if I was a producer on this show, I'd be like, this would be great if she actually felt something for someone else. Like, I think it's crazy to think that your success on the hills is dependent upon your loneliness.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
Loneliness, independence, potato, potato.
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
whatever you want to say, like, but like going back to like what you were saying, the doc was saying that you can have both, and I would say like I'm a very good example of that. Where yes, I'm in a relationship, and I have to give a lot of myself to that person, and it takes away from other things that I could be working on or whatever. But it also opens doors to other fun experiences and adventures and even work for that matter that weren't there beforehand.
But when you first started dating Sarah, were you like, this is who I'm going to end up with, this is who I'm going to marry. Because that changes everything. If, like, you know that this person is more important than everything.
No, I don't know if I thought, if I was, like, immediately, like, I'm going to get married to this person. But I think I thought that there was potential for that. And it was worth exploring, you know?
Yeah.
And that, maybe that's not how you feel about Derek. And I totally understand that. But
no, I definitely do. But then, like, I get called a tease.
Yeah. Well, you're not a tease. You guys made out 3 times that night.
Like, later tease.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know, you know, if I go on a few more dates with him and then all of a sudden I start ghosting, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to lead anyone on. And I feel like I do that.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we got to get Derek on the show.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any kind of final thoughts, words, bits of advice for Steph?
I think it's really important for Steph to follow herself in the process. You know, even though we're making this podcast in this moment, there's kind of a whole emotional journey that we're talking about and that you're embarking on. You know, really trying to figure out, is this a point in your life where you're actually open? And I'm not talking about, like, it has to be Derek, but are you available for a real connected, intimate relationship? And kind of what happens to you as you start to become connected with someone and the trust issues that are there and your fears of kind of losing your core and all those things, these are just so central to your growth right now. So I would just say, like, follow yourself in the process so you can discover what comes up for you, what vulnerabilities, what fears, what strengths, to help yourself prepare for all the wonderful things you have in front of you, relationships, career stuff. Like, you can have it all. You just have to track yourself emotionally, you know? So whether we do it on the podcast or you do it some other way, that's what I would recommend. But I feel good about your possibilities. I just think you have to follow yourself.
Okay. I'm definitely going to take that advice and be more aware when I'm in these situations of how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking.
That's it. Because I think if you keep sort of cutting it off, you just don't get to continue to discover. We don't have, like, an answer in this moment, but something is in the way of you being fully open, whether or not it's right for you to get married, like, next month or, like, in 5 years. And that feels so central and core for you to understand, you know?
Dr. Goldschur, thank you so much for coming on the podcast again today and for helping my dating woes.
It's my pleasure, and I'm happy to help you track in the future.
I'm sure we'll be calling you again soon.
I got a feeling we will.
All right, guys.
If you guys want to get in touch with Dr. Hillary Goldschur, you can. DrHillaryGoldschur.com in Beverly Hills. You rock, dude. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you again soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Man, therapy's tough.
What? She said I was perfect. I don't need to change.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that you need to work on is listening.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
What did you say?
All right, so we're going to get Derek on the line. I want to hear, like, kind of like his thoughts on the date with you in the room. You guys are going to talk about it.
Lol.
All right. But first, a quick break. We'll be right back with Derek Faith. Derek, you there?
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Steph. Long time.
So long. Except I thought you flew back in when you texted me on Tuesday.
Yeah. No, not quite.
All right. So I'm just gonna
actually, no. So I heard the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
Derek, can I just say, I've already told Wells and our listeners,
yep.
I did have my wallet. It was my passport that I didn't have.
You're right.
Yes.
That
okay.
Right.
And then the other thing is, when we went.
Ooh, it's coming in hot.
I don't want anyone to think I'm like a gold digger because I'm like all about independent, like, you know, career woman. So.
No, you're right. Actually, I remembered even after the fact.
When you said it.
Then. That yeah, after I said it, that there was like a whole exchange where like we were trying to get at the second place we went, when we were getting like the drinks for the other people we were with, where you're like, no, I've got this. I did forget about that.
Thank you. See, people, I'm not horrible. And then the other thing is when we went to that second pub, because whoever that girl was on the podcast, like, bashed me at the end of it about this Wikipedia thing. And first of all, I think it is
Tori.
Disgusting.
Wait, what now?
I Who's think Tori? Like the the girl that bashed me. okay, I think it like anyone that does that is like definitely a douche, man or woman. But I had felt so bad for, you know, coming so late. I wanted to show you a good time. We had so much fun at that first place. We made these friends. Like there was, I was not going to be refused going into that pub to show you a good time. So how quiet was I when I said it? I said like, no, I went to the older man. I was like, I'm so sorry. This is literally embarrassing. I hate myself. But this guy's in town. He's leaving tonight. This is how old I am. This is my Wikipedia. I don't have my passport. I'm so sorry. And he said, he goes, you're fine. You're fine. You're actually like, you said it a lot nicer than most people.
Yeah.
It wasn't hey, famous girl, let me come in.
No. The first, exactly. I 100% agree. Like I said, like that wasn't a turnoff to me because you weren't being a jerk about it, you know? And the second place we went, the guy totally was like, usually I would say no, but the way that you said that was like really nice and apologetic.
Thank you.
The first guy was the funny part though, because he was like not having it at all.
I was telling Wells, he was like, nope, not looking, won't look. He like had his eyes closed.
He was like
a 2-year-old,
you know,
being cranky.
Yeah, you know, and like, you're trying to give a dog a pill and it just like moves its head around.
Yeah.
<your hands.
laughs>
You're just like totally, completely avoiding it.
I'm acting it out right now.
No, but Steph and I have had a good time sending letters back and forth because that's how the Amish talk this last week.
Yes, with our falcons.
Uh-huh.
I just showed Wells that photo that you sent me of you being a walrus on the rocks.
Oh, yeah. That's a good old one.
So I had a great time.
Yeah?
Derek?
I mean, as I said last week, I really did too. It's so weird. So, like, I've noticed this, and this is such a unique situation where we're just, like, openly talking about this with other people listening.
Oh, that's my life.
But, right? I guess mine too. But it's so weird.
In
like
finance?
No. Well, just because of the fact that I've done some of this as well.
Duh.
Yeah. But, like, it's so weird trying to, as, like, an adult, now that we have, like, stuff going on constantly, and, like, you know, you think back to when you're, like, younger, and you meet somebody, and you, like, have a good time, and literally the next day you can just be like, oh, yeah, let's just, like, skip this class and go hang out, you know, go do some, like, stupid kid thing. And it is, like, really hard to get in touch. And then especially, like, being 3 hours away from somebody, you know, we've struggled to get in contact a little bit, which is, like, that's that second part of, like, okay, I had a good time with this person. Like, maybe, like, you know, we'll see. I don't know. Who knows if there's something there or not yet. But, like, the actual act of trying to like get back in touch with them can be so weird as you get older.
Why?
Because it's just like there's other stuff that happens and gets in the way, I think.
Who do you think is guilty of the not getting in touch with the other, or is it a mutual thing?
Mutual?
Well, I did try like straight, but I think it is pretty mutual in this case.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, obviously, you're busy, I'm busy, we've gone on one date, you're on the other side of the country. It'd be really weird if I was texting and talking to you, like, every day. Because then I'm like,
I don't know if I think that's really weird.
Well, no, because then I'm already, like, putting all my eggs in a basket and, like, and then when we see each other again, it's going to be like one of those weird catfish dating things where it's like we know each other so much. We probably could be in a serious relationship. We've been in one over text. Like, so do we get married next time we see each other?
So your thing is
Steph, you're moving very fast here.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Is this not The Bachelorette?
So your thing is you want the actual relationship and the text relationship to move the same pace.
Yes.
Okay, I understand that. That's actually a totally fair thing to say.
Yes. Oh, my God. You nailed that.
Yeah. Okay. But so I guess this, like, I've talked to both of you guys now. And you both seemed to be into it. Like, you both had fun. You guys kissed or whatever. I guess my question is, do you want to do another date? Like, is there another date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Derek?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I told you that. So Steph, I don't know if you did listen to the podcast. So for me, like, I'm very quick to know, like, no, definitely not with people. And the tough thing for me is, like, beyond that, knowing, like, what to think or what to feel. And, like, I definitely didn't at all feel there was a no. You know, I was, like, very attracted to you. And we had tons of fun. And in, like, any case like that, why, of course I would want to see that person again.
Yeah, ditto.
Aw.
We did have, like, the best date. For your first blind date, like, that was legit. You're not going to have another blind date that fun. Just saying.
Ooh. Look at, she's already trying to, like, make sure I don't go on another blind date.
Oh, my God. I listened to the podcast. This Holly chick. You're, like, dating her.
Did you know that that had happened?
Yes. He, like, couldn't wait to tell me. I sat down. It was, like, this girl over there.
Wait.
So
no,
excited.
No, no. Tell him what you actually said. Remember? Because it came out later.
I can't remember what I say.
You, because it like, it was in my pocket, and I, like, grabbed it, and I was like, oh, yeah. It was no joke. It was, like, 4 hours later. And you turned to the people we were with, and you're like, oh, if that was me, I would have thrown it in his face right away.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, so it was, like, 3-4 hours later.
How blacked out were you at this point?
It was Irish Day.
How did you even get to the Beverly Hills Polo Club or wherever you were?
And I was on time. So that other thing from the podcast, I'm always on time. Was I today? No, I was 8 minutes late. But I pride myself on always being on time because my time is not more important than anyone else's.
Oh, you listened to what I said.
It annoys me when people are
late.
Yeah. Wait, I don't understand. So you had that receipt fall out so I could see it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I should throw it at you?
No. You said if you were like, you turned into who, I don't even remember. Do you remember
our friends, Simon, Emily, and the crew?
Emily, that was her name. I remembered Simon's name. I couldn't remember her name. Yeah, you were like, oh, if that was me, because you showed up late, if you were, like, in my place, you would have right away been like, oh, I could have gone on a date with Holly instead. But
so I'm still, like, not understanding this. Was it something nice or something shitty?
It was something really nice.
I think what he's saying is that you turned to the other girl and was explaining, like, that this girl went out of her way to leave a note, and after you showing up late, that Derek should have gone on a date with Holly, right?
Like, that you said, listen, I'm just tooting my own horn here.
Okay, so that's what's happening. That's what I was thinking was going on. I just wanted, like, to understand my part in this.
Yeah, I'm tooting my own horn here, but it was, like, it was nice that you also, like, said that was a good thing, you know?
That's a really nice thing. But I wouldn't have been shocked if Amy or Wells said, he's gone. He waited an hour and left with another diner.
You don't understand how close he was to leaving, because he's texting me being like, they're closing the kitchen, dude. I don't know what to do.
Oh, right. When I got there, they're like, we're closing the kitchen. Yeah. Do you want anything? No, I would have never waited that long.
Oh, wow.
But for Derek, I would have.
Oh,
only
good
because,
save.
Just like Derek said, because of our connection with Wells.
Yeah.
Look at
the power you have, Wells.
Well, I have to work with him, so we can't be catfighting.
That's true.
All right, so here's the deal. You guys are going to go on another date, so we got to figure that out. Like, you heard in the last podcast, Derek said it'd be great if you went to New York, and he thought it'd be fun to do, like, a New York date thing. Would you be down for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to work on dates though with filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'll bring the cameras.
There you go.
Look at that.
No.
Yeah, that sounds like a hefty ask there. I mean, we can figure it out. It doesn't have to be New York. I was just, you know.
No, that'd be so much more fun, though.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you're down.
Either way, we'll figure it out.
You guys are so cute. I love it so much.
I can't wait to get your next Falcon, Steph.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I'll be working on my calligraphy later. I have a new ink pen.
You guys are both the biggest dorks I've ever heard in my life.
I'm sorry, but Derek, I remember you saying that you were quite Amish, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Woo! We found each other. The two left in L. Oh, you're in New York.
Yeah. Steph, did I tell you the story about my Halloween costume?
Maybe.
No, I don't think I did, actually.
I'm guessing you're Amish.
Yeah, I'm going to send you guys.
No way! So, all right, so maybe it is meant to be, Derek.
So my senior year of college, I was right before the school year, my best friend and I was just like, let's grow our hair out. And and then like a month later, I go, why don't we just grow our beards out too? When are we going to ever do this again? You know, and he's like in the army now, so same thing. Like we both like need to look cleaned up a little bit. Anyway, 5 months later, he just like comes and slams in the door, and he's like, "I know what we're gonna be for Halloween."
Oh,
and there was an Amish crew building a garage like two doors down from me, and he went and bought like the blue shirts, the suspenders. I like shaved off my mustache. I looked horrible, but
can you text us a photo right now?
Yeah, it might take me a little bit to find.
Okay,
it,
we'll
actually.
Definitely text it. Wait, that is crazy.
You guys are so cute.
Like
love it.
Now I want a psychic to come on.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Because I feel like I've already worked through all my.
With Dr. Goldschmidt?
Yeah.
Were you here for this?
Yeah, I was just on the phone with her. We're good to go.
Wait, so there was, who was on? There was somebody on before?
Yeah, we have a therapist that comes on and talks to Steph about her kind of.
Wells and
issue.
Steph. Both of us.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've had some very, like, therapist conversations with Wells before, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you got issues?
I am a human being. We
all love that answer. I've had a therapist since I was, like, 10.
Yeah.
Usually includes like, a couple nips of bourbon. And
that's very true.
That's very true.
There was a night, we won't give it the details, but there was a night where we were in a hotel together. And we ended up, the bar closed, and we bought the bottle of bourbon from the bar so we could continue our
That's
our
class.
Night.
I'd do that.
Class.
Hey, Wells.
Yeah.
Can I see your phone? I want to see the text messages that you have.
Oh, no.
With Derek.
No.
Let me see the trail.
No way, dude.
Let me see it.
Do you want me to read it to you?
No.
I'll read it.
Okay, read after the date. Read when we're on the date.
Okay, hold on. So this is, Derek, you okay with this?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't even remember, what I said, what I texted you guys, beforehand.
Oh, no, just you and Wells, your little chat after the date.
We, called on the phone. There's probably not too much on here.
Yeah. You did.
I don't leave no receipts, Steph. Smarter than that.
Yeah, we did just talk on the phone. This is what he said. He says... Okay, that's something else.
What?
He wrote, am I being punked? LOL. 15 minutes late, ... And I said, already off to a great start. And then Derek said, I sense Amy planned this.
Oh, yeah. I thought Amy, planned for you to show up late.
So you know what? That's because you've been on reality TV, because we know producers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all we thought.
Right?
We thought Tori was the one who was being Holly. But that's not the case.
Yeah, I'm sure, Steph, you and I both have trust issues for sure with that stuff. Something starts and you're like, who's doing this? Who's pulling these strings?
Oh, yeah. Or when they make me wait 45 minutes. I'm you're doing this so I get grumpy and cranky, so I go in there all mad and angry. You're winding me up on purpose. But that's just me being crazy. All right, Wells, you're grinning over there, smirking.
Okay, so here.
Did he text an
hour? So this was the text chain where we were concerned that you just weren't going to show up. And
yeah, I was going to say the one between you, me, and Amy probably has more.
Yeah. So this is you're saying... I'm going to get drunk. And then Amy's like, anything you want, just stay there. And then you said, I'm not really drunk, by the way. And then Amy said, you can leave in 5 minutes. And then you wrote, she's here.
Skin of my nose.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then an hour later, you wrote, I mean, she's fun. And then Amy wrote, I know. And then Derek said, I'm sort of interested. And then Amy said, that's a great problem. And I just said, wow. After waiting that long. And then Amy said, oh, man, she's so fun and so cute. And then Derek, in all caps, let me live, Wells.
Stop. Oh, my God. Why were we so drunk? This is so funny.
And then.
Yeah, Derek, you're so funny. Like, I wish you did live closer. Is that it, Wells?
That was basically it. And then the next one was with you being like, hey, we want to change his flight because I want to spend more time with them.
Yeah.
She just mouthed, I don't remember that.
Oh my God, you're the worst, Wells.
What? You were blackout.
Oh my God. Well, I remember how I hit my head? I think I had a slight concussion.
You did.
Yeah.
You felt the bump.
Yeah.
That's Cupid's arrow slamming into your head.
Oh, Wells. Yeah. No, that was a parking sign.
Well, also. All right. Well, you guys are so cute. I love you.
You did good, Wells.
I know. I told you. You need to listen to me more often. Derek is a one beautiful man, and he's just a normal guy who has like a finance job and has piercing baby blue eyes.
So it sounds like Wells and I will be fighting for your affection.
No, but I've said it before. When I get married, Derek's going to be my wedding. He's a very important person to my life. So don't. Yeah. With him.
Oh, are you saying I'm only coming to your wedding if I'm Derek's date?
No, you're of course being invited.
Obviously.
I'm just trying to like make context of like Derek's an important person in my life. So
I know, best friend.
Wells, are you giving the like dad shotgun talk?
Yes, I am. I'm cleaning my Winchester right now. Don't hurt my baby Derek, okay?
Like, have him back before 10.
Yes. Feet on the floor, kids. Door open. Okay, Derek, we're going to let you go, man.
I just got that feel. That's so funny. Did your dad say that?
Yeah, for sure.
Lol.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to set up a second date. Okay.
Oh, Derek, also, how good is like texting and, you know, talking the same pace as dates?
What do you mean?
Like the seriousness of the relationship needs to be reflected in texting. So if you're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I like that. So,
I'm always scared that if we talk too much, we get to know each other too much. And then it's like, I mean, Wells, can you put it in like normal terms?
Yeah.
I'm following. When people get too close too quick, like that's a lot for me. And I won't, cause I've got like so much going on. I'm always like, I'm not ready for this. So like, I'm totally good with not overdoing it, you know. I'm like trying to find a new apartment. Like I've got a ton of things going on, so I'm totally with you on not like overdoing that at all.
Cool. I think we're so similar in that like we like space. We talked about that though on our date.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 4,000 miles of space.
Yeah.
If this doesn't define space, I don't know what does.
We're on like the same path. Path.
It's a good path. Yeah.
We're in the same place in life, I think.
I agree.
Well, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, wait, also, that just made me think, the other thing that Derek was doing, like, we were so drunk, he kept on being like, we're both 32! And I was like, either he's dated really old ladies or, like, children. He's so excited to be dating someone his own age. Literally, he said it so many times, we're both 32! To the bouncers, to everyone.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to help you get in the door.
Aww.
Because, like, I was like, she doesn't have a beard. I know. But, like, I swear she's 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
you. Okay. So next step is we might have to get a psychic in. Okay?
Can we do a Skype?
We could. But it might be fun to have him come out again for a second date and then be all in the same room with the psychic.
Love this, you know? Wells.
Okay, so we'll work on that. But
I like that.
You guys text at your own speed, but you guys are so cute. I love it. Derek, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, like, thanks for setting me up with a super great girl.
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you, Wells.
Your heart's melting.
I die.
God.
I die.
There are so many moms listening to this podcast being like, oh my God, that Derek.
I know. He is someone that like you'd want to like brag to your parents about. Like, wait till you meet him.
Yeah.
All right, but they're not 32, so.
Yeah. We're both 32!
All right, guys.
Derek, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And we'll talk later.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Later, dude. You know, you can fight it all you want. And I know you're trying to. Defense mechanism. And I just feel like we've broken down some walls here, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the, you know, I thought to your detriment, saying like, I want to slow down the pace of texting or whatever. And I think that I was worried that he was going to not like that or like think that that was a form of rejection.
Same.
But
he gets it.
It actually made sense. He was like, yeah, no, totally. I've got a lot of stuff going on too. I think that what he thought is that's the perception of what a man's supposed to do. You guys go on a great date. Got to, you know, you don't want a ghoster, you know.
Oh, yeah. I definitely, if I hadn't heard from him after the date, I would have been like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I would have been sad, but.
But now that he knows the rules, yeah. I guess, then I think it can be, it can move along at a healthy pace.
Mm-hmm. And I just also, like, not because I'm, like, slutty in any way.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be now in an exclusive
dating thing. I don't know if that's what he wants either.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Not
that I've got anyone else to date, but you know.
Well, yeah, he's in New York and he's a good looking guy and you're in LA.
Is he
and
seeing someone already?
No, I'm just saying.
Tell me, Wells. Who is she? New Yorker? God damn it, what a pig.
Yep. No, but I think he's got realistic expectations too. Yeah. So I think that your apprehensions about relationships or whatever are a little bit unneeded right now.
Yeah, I don't feel them anymore.
Okay, good. But I think we'll set up another date. I think it'll be fun. Have Derek come out. I think the psychic will be cool.
Yeah, it'd be so fun to have him in the room with us.
Yeah.
We'd be fighting for his love.
Yeah. And then you guys can do sex.
Ew.
No?
No.
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 All right.
Amish girls don't have sex.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, I'm glad that...
yeah, thanks,
I'm
Wells.
Glad we got to do this. You
yeah.
Know?
Pat on the shoulder for you.
Yeah, we did it.
You're all great. Right. You've got nice friends. I mean, he is so put together.
I know. I told you.
He is the first real man I've met.
Really?
After you. But like literally the first real man.
Oh, man. Don't let this one get away then. That's all I'm saying. You want to end the show?
Okay.
Do you or you want to say something else?
No, I'm just like an idiot smiling over here.
Yeah, I know. I wish this was a TV show. You could see her blushing.
Ooh.
Hills, yeah.
Show's over.
Later.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.